Well, it has been amazing how many changes we've seen for home buyers lately. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has rolled out new rules to ensure that borrowers can afford to repay the loans that they take out, making sure we don't go through this housing bubble bursting again. Joining us live is Diana Olick, the real estate reporter for CNBC. Diana, great having you back with us. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have seen a somewhat stimulated housing market and values going up, a little more interest in people buying. Even moving is stepping up, a sign that the housing market has some legs here. Could this get in the way of that?
Well, actually, it's designed not to get in the way of that. There was a lot of concern that these new rules would make mortgage lending even more tight than it is right now. But largely, the banks have been expecting these rules. They knew they were coming, and they may likely keep things the status quo, not make it harder to get a loan. Essentially, they're just designed to protect borrowers. You remember the whole Dodd-Frank legislation in 2010. Part of that was that, yes, a bank had to ensure that the borrower had the ability to repay the loan. You know, crazy concept there. But these are, rules are just the roadmap to how they do it. Banks are not required to use these rules, but if they don't, they're not going to be able to sell those loans to Fannie, Freddie, FHA, or out probably into the private market if and when that private market does come back.
Now, it's already, the last couple of years have been pretty tough to get a mortgage for a lot of folks. When they say it's going to get harder, are they talking about compared to the way it is now or compared to the way it was 5-6 years ago?
Well, compared to 5-6 years ago, everything is different. I mean, these rules say you no longer can do those low doc, no doc loans, which means you didn't have to even tell them if you were employed or what your salary was or what your credit and debt were. Those days are gone. They're not coming back. So what these rules say is that banks must check all of your documentation, that is, right down through your credit history, et cetera, your employment, verify all of that. They also have to do some other things, like they can't offer some of those loans that were, you know, interest-only payments, those negative amortization loans where
right.
you would pay very little but your loan amount would get bigger. They can't offer those. They call them, quote, exotic loans. So that is no longer a part of what the lenders can do if they want their loan to be deemed as, and they call this a qualified mortgage. And qualified mortgages are the ones that are going to be able to be sold, again, to Fannie, Freddie, FHA, and in, out into the market.
Now, we already fill out, what, 165,000 forms when we get a mortgage these days.
They're trying to make that less, though. They are.
Okay. Is it going to make it more expensive, though?
No. No, it shouldn't. I mean, right now, a lot of these lenders are already using the standards. So these are really just putting them down on paper. Some of them are very specific, having to do with your debt to income. That is how much debt can be part of your gross income. They're saying, you know, you can't have your mortgage be so big a part of your income that you would eventually not be able to pay it. There are certain rules about that that have come out in this, but basically a lot of this stuff the lenders have been using already.
Diana, thanks for explaining everything.
Always great,
appreciate
Diana.
It. CNBC's real estate reporter Diana Olick with us.